This afternoon, College Station Fire Department, along with College Station Police Department, were dispatched to the flats on 12, which is the old Duchesne apartment complex. It's been renamed. Units were dispatched around 12:41 for a motor vehicle accident. They went en route, arrived on scene within 3 minutes, found a vehicle that was actually had backed into the side of the building, one of the apartment complexes. There were no injuries. The individual that was involved accidentally put the car in reverse, thinking that it was proceeding forward, gave it a little bit of too much acceleration, jumped the curb, and backed off into the lower unit of an apartment, two-story apartment complex. There was one individual inside the damaged unit. He was a little shaken up and excited at first, but our crews got on scene. They talked it out. They calmed everybody down. No injuries. We did go ahead and notify the apartment maintenance. They considered it to be structural damage, so they wanted to relocate the occupants that were involved in that lower unit. So what we did is the fire department contacted our CART team, which is our community action response team. Our members showed up. They assisted with our on-duty fire crews of assisting apartment management and relocating the occupants to another another area in the building.
And I'm sorry if I missed it. How many units were displaced because of this?
It was just one apartment out of a eight-unit building. There was just four on the south side and four on the west side and four on the east side. So the damage was mostly on the west side of the complex.
And if you know, what was that person doing when the car came into the unit?
They were just actually watching TV on the couch when the back end of a car come smashing into their living room.
Any idea what the driver was doing?
Yeah, I believe they were trying to leave the parking lot. I think I don't know of any details. All I know is that the vehicle was placed in reverse, and I believe the occupant, the driver, thought that the vehicle was in forward motion, in drive. And when the individual accelerated, the vehicle jumped the curb and ran into the back of the ran into the side of the building, which was approximately 2.5-3 feet from the curb.